Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Meals She Eats, Empowering Advice, Relatable Stories, and Over 25 Recipes to Take Control of Your PCOS is a nonfiction lifestyle and cookery guide by Tom Sullivan and Rachel Sullivan for readers dealing with polycystic ovary syndrome. Built around the author's own experience with PCOS, the book combines personal narrative, practical health guidance, and more than 25 recipes designed to support symptom management through food and daily habits. Rather than presenting itself as a medical textbook, it positions nutrition, movement, self-care, and self-advocacy as connected parts of an everyday approach to living with PCOS. The book also explains the menstrual cycle in accessible terms and links cycle awareness to food choices and activity patterns. Its purpose is both educational and practical to help readers understand what may be happening in their bodies and to offer a structured, realistic way to respond through diet and lifestyle adjustments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, PCOS explained through the menstrual cycle and hormone imbalance. A central strength of the book is the way it introduces PCOS by connecting it to normal menstrual cycle function. Instead of treating the condition as a vague collection of symptoms, it explains the menstrual, follicular, ovulatory, and luteal phases and shows how hormonal disruption can interfere with ovulation and regular periods. This framework helps readers understand why symptoms such as irregular cycles, acne, fatigue, and fertility problems often occur together. The practical value of this explanation is that it gives readers a reasoned model for symptom management rather than leaving them with isolated health concerns. By placing androgen imbalance and cycle disruption at the center of the discussion, the book makes PCOS feel more understandable and less random. That matters because comprehension is often the first step toward effective self-management. The approach is accessible enough for general readers, yet specific enough to provide a coherent basis for the lifestyle advice that follows. Secondly, cycle-sync nutrition and activity as a daily management strategy. The book is not built around one universal health rule. Instead, it recommends adjusting food, movement, and energy use according to the phase of the menstrual cycle. That cycle-sync structure is one of its defining ideas. The author suggests lighter activity during lower energy phases and more intense or expansive movement when energy is naturally higher, giving readers a flexible framework for exercise, rather than a rigid fitness plan. The same logic extends to meals, where the book emphasizes nutrient-dense foods intended to support hormones and reduce inflammation. This matters because many PCOS resources focus only on weight or calorie control, while this book presents eating as part of symptom relief and body awareness. The strategy is practical because it encourages readers to match habits to how they actually feel across the month. It also makes the book more usable for people who struggle with inconsistency, fatigue, or frustration around standard wellness advice that does not account for hormonal variation. Thirdly, recipes designed to be PCOS-friendly without feeling medically restrictive. The recipe section gives the book much of its immediate usefulness. The meals are framed as supportive of PCOS management and are commonly described as gluten-free, dairy-free, and free of refined sugar, which reflects the book's emphasis on anti-inflammatory, nutrient-conscious eating. And what distinguishes this material from a standard cookbook is the way it ties ingredients to a specific health context while still aiming for approachable home cooking. The recipes are not presented as luxury dishes or rigid therapeutic formulas. They are meant to fit everyday routines and reduce the friction that often comes with changing diet. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who need concrete meal ideas rather than abstract nutrition principles. The inclusion of shopping lists and meal support, as described in the book's overview, also suggests a focus on implementation. In other words, the recipes are part of a system for making dietary change easier, not just a decorative bonus. This practical orientation helps bridge the gap between awareness and action. Fourthly, personal stories used to reduce isolation and normalize the PCOS experience. The book's storytelling dimension is important because PCOS is often experienced as both a medical and emotional burden. Tom and Rachel Sullivan use their own journey to make the material feel grounded in lived reality rather than clinical abstraction. Their story gives readers a point of identification, especially those who have felt dismissed, confused, or alone while trying to interpret symptoms. The use of relatable episodes and candid reflection helps the book function as more than a recipe guide. It becomes a narrative of recognition and reassurance. This is valuable because people with PCOS often encounter fragmented advice and inconsistent responses from others, including healthcare providers. By describing their own process of learning, experimenting, and adapting, the authors normalize the trial and error reality of managing the condition. The effect is not to replace medical guidance, but to make the emotional side of diagnosis easier to bear. The book, therefore, serves a support function that is distinct from its nutritional content and gives it broader appeal for readers seeking understanding as well as information. Lastly, self-advocacy, community and environmental changes as part of holistic care, beyond food and recipes. The book promotes a broader model of care that includes self-advocacy, community, and attention to household exposures. It encourages readers to seek healthcare providers who align with their goals, whether those goals involve fertility or symptom relief, and to keep advocating when symptoms are dismissed. That emphasis matters because many PCOS patients experience delayed diagnosis or uneven care. The book also points readers toward supportive communities, reflecting the idea that management improves when people are not isolated. Another notable element is its attention to endocrine-disrupting products in the home, including certain plastics, menstrual products, and cleaning supplies. This expands the book from diet advice into a wider lifestyle audit, consistent with its functional, holistic framing. The value of this approach is that it acknowledges PCOS management as multidimensional. Readers are not told to rely on one change alone, but to combine medical partnership, informed product choices, and social support. That makes the book more comprehensive than a typical cookbook or single-focus wellness title. In conclusion, Meals She Eats is best suited for readers who want a practical, experience-based guide to living with PCOS rather than a purely clinical or purely culinary book. Women who have been newly diagnosed suspect they may have PCOS or feel unsatisfied with conventional one-size-fits, all advice will likely find the most value here. The book offers several kinds of benefits at once: clearer understanding of cycle disruption, concrete meal ideas, encouragement to adjust movement and self-care by cycle phase, and a reminder that self-advocacy matters in healthcare. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of accessible explanation and personal credibility. Many PCOS books focus narrowly on either medical information or recipes, but this title combines both with a strong narrative voice and a holistic lifestyle framework. That blend makes it useful for readers who want guidance they can actually apply, not just theory. It is especially distinctive for presenting PCOS management as an everyday practice shaped by food, energy, environment, and communication with doctors, rather than as a single treatment plan. If you would like to support Tom Sullivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.